Sehr gut, sehr gut, sehr gut.
Sehr gut?
Wieso Steuer ist sehr gut? Das sagen ganz viele.
Wer sagt das?
Stiftung Warentest, Computerbild, Focus Money, Chip, Finanztipp, such dir was aus.
Mega, aber das ist doch bestimmt kompliziert.
Nö, einfach Foto von der Lohnsteuerbescheinigung machen und fertig.
Klingt sehr gut.
Ist sehr gut. Mit Wieso Steuer? Bis zum 31. Juli abgeben.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, East Coast correspondent Allie Breen with Sexy Time. It's coming up right after this.
He comes over to the house in a three-day beard. Sleeps on the couch, makes the place smell weird. He's on something and it damn sure ain't a job. He scares the kids, stays on the phones. Got a car somewhere for me to co-sign on. He's been disowned and his wife's run off with Bob. She finally told him he wasn't worth the damn. He tries to blame it all on Vietnam, but he wasn't there. He was 15 and 74. And he's had a bad back and a messy divorce. He's got a workman's comp case tied up in court. He can't move, and I can damn sure vouch for that. He's my brother-in-law. He's from Arkansas. Lord, the best man at my wedding and the worst I ever saw. He's living off of me. He's the baby of the family. My wife won't let me shoot him cause he's my brother-in-law. Every day he smokes four packs of menthols, makes about eight more long-distance calls, snorts alcohol, and talks like Dusty Rhodes. And he'll go through your wallet with a fine-tooth comb and eat your family out of house and home. He'll cuss out your preacher and stop up your commode. He's your brother-in-law. He's got nothing on the ball. The kind of man who'd rob from Peter and write a bad check to Paul. He's gotten out of hand. He ought to be a congressman. He's the kind of fellow that I can't stand. And he's my brother-in-law. Oh, yeah. He's the generic brand. And he's my brother-in-law. Thank you so much.
Bravo.
It's our way of making sure you haven't missed anything. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Hey, welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show. Christy Lee at the news desk.
Yo, yo.
Yo, yo, it's a show show. There's Pat Godwin in the performance room.
Hey, Chick.
Josh Arnold.
Hey, Chick.
Hanging out over there. How you doing, buddy?
I'm good, man. How are you?
Right.
You've been making me laugh this morning.
Well, there's Jessica Alsman.
Howdy.
There's Ace Cosby.
Hey.
Manning that track phone hotline hot phone. Willie Griswold.
Positive day with people I love.
There.
What could be better than that?
Yes.
Oh, we love you.
Where would you rather,
in the world.
Where would you rather be than right here, right now? Huh?
Nowhere.
No, I'd rather
my
be
bed,
here with all of you than
number bed right
with the
now.
Finest people in the world.
That's exactly right. There's, I'm Chick, and here's Tom.
Once again, Christy, late today.
Yep.
Has slept in after sure winning her big award yesterday.
Late to work, not her period.
No.
It's been late for a while.
Yesterday was Christy Lee Day. We celebrate.
Yeah.
Speaking of periods, Allie Breenoff and
I didn't think my intro could ever get worse.
Well, just wait.
Well, that would be one really bad intro.
Allie, do you still get when you
periods? Yes.
No. Sorry.
You knew what you were doing.
I did not know what I that was an awful segue. But do you still
get periods?
Are you still introduced occasionally as you know your next comedian is a female?
Whoa.
Do you still get that?
Oh yeah.
No.
Like, can you believe
oh, yeah, people
what we
still
have
do that. Coming up is a lady.
Oh.
Now, do they, your name is obviously B-R-E-E-N, so it's relatively simple. Even the most extraordinarily dumb simpleton could figure out.
No reason.
But I bet you've been introduced as Allie Green or something incorrect over the years.
Uh-oh. Yeah. No, for comedy, it's usually not a problem. Although my full name is Allison. Sometimes if they introduce me as Allison Breen, they think that actress Allison Brie is coming up.
Oh, yeah.
I get very excited.
I loved her.
And I'm like, ugh, sorry, guys.
I've been brought up as Tom Arnold before, and the audience is quickly disappointed.
Now, were you an Allison in high school?
And then when I get an... I was an Allison in high school. Well, my close friends called me Allie, but my teachers and other students called me Allison. But now it's all Allie. But when I get an Uber, people expect me to be a Muslim man. So I was very shocked.
Ali. Wow. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ali. Yep.
Ali. something.
Okay. Muhammad.
Now we have a show here. It's called Sexy Time.
Oh.
And the way the show works is people send letters to Ali in various social media platforms telling us their problems. We fix them. What have you got, Ali?
Dear Ali, I got my girlfriend of 5 years earrings for her birthday last week, and apparently when she opened the box, she was expecting a ring because she started crying hysterically.
Oh.
Now it's so tense between us that I don't want to get her a ring because I feel pressured. But I do really love her. What should I do?
Oh, my God.
You guys should just talk it out, I guess.
Yeah. Get her the ring.
He doesn't want to. Maybe he's not sure.
5 years? What's he waiting for?
Oh, yeah.
Boy, this... You know what? Maybe she talks to him like you just talked to me.
Let me know, ring.
Said the commitment phobe.
Yeah.
I think we should have full disclosure from now on at the beginning of these program we do with Ali Breen. I'll say I'm immature and not very smart. You have to say you're a commitment phobe.
That's fair.
Christy's perfect in every way.
Can I say, I think this is a little bit on the jewelry company. I think if it's not a ring, the box should maybe be longer.
I agree.
If it looks like a ring, that little box, you're going to get in trouble.
And earrings do come in the same exact box.
That's a shame.
You're right. A long box, my friend.
Willie, you're a concept man. That's a good concept. You nailed it.
Or just write on the box, not a ring.
Quit crying.
In black Sharpie, this is not a ring.
Maybe do something seasonal. Get a pump. Pumpkin,
okay,
and
what?
And earring the pumpkin. You put on like
it's too late.
You put like take a what
ship
would be
has
a good
sailed,
what would be a good ear? I know what are those things? Those green pepper.
Right? Wait, you wouldn't go for the pun and use corn?
No, but you take the green pepper, slice it in half.
Will someone tell him what the green pepper things are called?
Maybe, you know, but you can get an orange green pepper, right?
Jake, who's the guy? Yeah, you can.
Yes.
Well, it's no
orange.
So you get an orange green pepper.
It's an orange pepper.
You mean you drop the green if the color's different?
You're getting harder to be around.
Yeah, you really are. You know, the green peppers that are red. What do you call them?
You know, this couple just needs to sit down and say, hey, I'm going to get married.
No, you take. Hear me out on this. Willie had a great concept, and as his dad, I probably helped him with that.
Oh,
and
that's how he thinks.
You cut the pepper in half,
yeah,
and you stick it onto the pumpkin on the sides. Then you carve a traditional pumpkin, but it's got these goofy ears on it. Then you put the earrings there, put it in a big box. And she's all excited. She opens it up, and there are those beautiful earrings on
it's
a pumpkin.
It's the most ridiculous thing I've ever
seen. Oh, I got brilliant idea. They solved it. What else is going on?
It's got a part two.
I wouldn't.
Allie, the part two involves cooking chicken feet, which when they get cooked, they look like weird fetus hands. And then you cook the chicken feet, and then you put the ring on one of the chicken feet.
You're wanting to get married with the chicken feet? Because this is a great way for her to... want to not get married to you.
No, this is, she's going to think, boy, this thing really smells weird.
No.
She opens it up and it grosses her up. But oh, look, then she's going to have a story to tell the rest of her life.
Could you just shut up?
You see this lovely ring? She's
right
doing that thing that you girls do where you hold your hand like this and drop your, that showing off the ring thing. Do they teach you that at home ec, whatever?
You're going to have to talk, otherwise she's going to resent you for the next 10 years.
Yes.
That's all.
Get her the ring. That's
we've
it.
We've
next.
Solved it.
Next.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Dear Allie, I'm moving in with my boyfriend and he has the worst taste. Literally, there's a poster of dogs playing poker in his living room.
There's nothing wrong with that.
How long before I can give his place a glow up? That's a bad painting.
How about you give him a warning?
A glow up.
That he should break up with you.
What if he gets some classy art, like that cover of Ed Hopper's Nighthawks, but it's James Dean and Marilyn Monroe? And
that's a good one.
Did anyone else hear the way the boy pronounced Marilyn Monroe?
Did you really?
Diffy father.
Can I tell you why? I almost said Marilyn Manson, and I had to switch it. Okay. That's why I said
okay. All right, fair enough.
I don't think you can change the place until you've been there for a year. You can't do anything.
Oh, you can. I can tell you. Oh, sorry. Are these on?
You can compromise.
No,
but
my house was completely redone and it's perfect.
Yeah, your house was a hallway before Kelly moved.
I know. It was ridiculous.
What's wrong with a hallway?
I should have known. I took some of these chandeliers and lamps that were on the wall.
Yeah.
What do you call them? Scones?
Sconces.
Sconces.
Guys, we've missed this whole time. When he asked us that, we had to tell him the wrong thing.
Exactly. Oh, yeah, you're right. Scones.
You're going to a lighting store. I need to see your scones.
So, Christy, I sent him to this.
What the hell are you talking about?
I sent him to this place where I got him out near where you live for resale. None of them ever purchased. So apparently no one liked them. The point is, the ladies are going to do a great job, or the man can do a great job. Josh, your place is all weird, right?
Not weird at all.
It's all
single guy town.
No, I mean, I had a woman living with me for a while, and some of the stuff is still there from, she liked the way I decorated, and I liked what she did.
She has a nice buffalo check plaid thing going through the house. And
I think you'd be kind of surprised.
Don't you have monster movie posters? And
I do, but none of them are hung up. Except in my garage.
A giant doll.
Chick has his arm raised. Chick.
Yes. Yeah.
How does Christy know what the inside of Josh's house looks
just
like?
Just from seeing pictures on Instagram.
Okay. Yeah.
Does he put up videos of his cat?
She also came over for me to bang one time. And then...
okay. Can we get back?
Ride him like a show pony.
Okay.
Sorry, Krista.
Chick's home is very nicely decorated.
Thank you very
much. So the answer to this woman's question is she would kind of ease into doing the redecorating.
Mm-hmm. No, break up with him. I don't like this girl.
Is the painting of the dogs, is it framed or is it just a poster tacked to the wall?
Or is it velvet? Velvet's good.
Or just that tarp material. There's like a rug one too, I think. Yeah. I have no idea. She doesn't specify. But I think any version of it is ugly.
You mean
are you guys not with me on that?
I think
tapestry.
I think dogs playing poker is a wonderful painting. I really do. Mm-hmm. It looks like dogs playing poker. I don't understand.
It's amazing.
Why it's considered cheap
guys'
art.
Minds are amazing.
It's as good as any painting in a museum.
The original of that is actually quite fantastic.
It is.
Right. And there are different versions.
It's in the Lou, and it's next to that picture of Tony Soprano with Tony Montana.
Oh, I love that.
It's got all the fellas on there.
Do you keep paintings in your Lou?
Very funny.
No.
Paintings in the bathroom?
That's right.
Oh, Lou. I thought you meant the Louvre, like the French art museum.
But he said it wrong.
Okay.
I said that wrong.
It
was embarrassing.
I am out. I gotta leave.
Yeah, that's why Willie got in trouble for, dropping a deuce on the steps of the Lou. That's what you called it here.
Yeah.
It's a big one. It's outdoorsy, but... Next.
Hey, Tom.
Dear Allie.
Real quick, Allie. I want to apologize. The way Tom has you segue into the next story... is just flat out rude. You know that?
It's ham-fisted. It's clumsy.
Like you're an angry DMV worker.
She does that to me.
I know.
She's not working at the deli.
No. No. You say maybe
all right.
Nice little story.
Number four.
That's better.
No, it's for Allie. There are all these confusing voices in her head. So, and by
finally, don't you have confusing voices in your head, too?
Right now. They keep clenching.
May we have the next
much insight into my
head. Try that?
Thank you.
That's very nice.
That's very nice, Josh. Here we go. Yes. Dear Allie, I got my boyfriend to go to therapy against his will, but he actually really took to it. I just found out that he's into it because his therapist is super hot, and now I want him to switch therapists. How can I do this without looking crazy? P.S. He won't even let me have a male masseuse. So they're both crazy.
Yeah. Yep. Well, they have trust issues.
This is great.
Here's what I recommend. You take him, you look him in the eyes, you take him by the hand, and you both jump off a bridge.
That is probably the best
pedestrian bridge.
It doesn't matter.
Well, I think the therapist will be professional enough to keep it. You need to keep it on a professional
level. Unless, who is it? The girl, the boyfriend's really hot. Then it's kind of hard not to have sex with.
Wouldn't it be? Yeah. Sure.
If you want a male masseuse, go get a male masseuse. Who cares? What's he going to do? Like, punish you? Do what you want.
Do what you want, okay? If he can't deal with an open relationship, I mean, that's on him.
It's a professional masseuse. It's
right. Just sex.
Sorry, he's not into you anyway.
I want one thing. But a hot therapist, I had a buddy, and to be fair, he's a total idiot, but he had a hot therapist and he had to drop her because she was so hot, he was just lying and trying to impress her all the time instead of telling his actual problems.
I have a tough question. Have you ever run one of your jokes by the therapist just to see if they think it's working?
If I'm ever doing that, I stop myself from doing that because I'm paying to be here. It's not an open mic. I need to work on myself and not material.
I'm just thinking, this person's very bright and very wise. Perhaps they can help me with a tag on this pretty funny joke. No, Josh?
No, it's honestly never occurred to me to even run a bit by.
You never found yourself when you're talking to a therapist, suddenly you realize you're 2/3 into the way to part of your act?
No. I know.
Hey, Alex, you know, I'm half fat.
That's when your therapist would drop you. Your therapist would be like, I can't do this anymore.
Do you go to a therapist?
I haven't. No, I've been to a therapist, but I'm not currently in therapy.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Well, I was telling my
something
therapist.
To think about.
I was telling my therapist the other day, I said, I came home with a duck under my arm.
Oh, so you just do flat out street jokes?
Yeah, I just do absolute jokes. The whole.
Allie, you had a hot therapist.
I had a hot therapist.
Did it distract you?
And it was funny because, well, it was a female. It was like a hot female therapist, and she was around my age. And I feel like our sessions were just like buddies hanging out. Like, it wasn't necessarily.
Like girl talk.
Yeah, I probably would rather have. Yeah, it was like girl talk. Yeah. I probably would rather have someone who's kind of more like, I don't know, professional and old and crusty to help out.
I had that.
Welcome to our show. Here you are.
Situation, and I said to her once, I go, could we just meet at Starbucks and save us a lot of money, or save me a lot of money?
Exactly.
Now, I'm looking at the a photograph of the painting of the dogs playing poker.
Yeah.
And there's a series of them.
Yeah, there is.
As you know.
I have all five.
Oh, yes, all five.
Of course you do, Ace.
Now, in the one, it looks like one of the dogs is accusing the other dog of cheating by using anal beads.
Oh, isn't that something?
And then in the next one, the dog is doing that boogie scoot thing.
Okay. We are
the butt scoot boogie.
We are very close to mentioning the anal beads the most ever on this show.
Ridiculous. They're in the news.
One story.
Vibrating anal beads are in the news. Allie, it involves the sport of chess.
The chess. Yes. I saw that. Yeah,
if you want to reach Allie Breen, it's Allibreen on social media platforms of all types. And you can send us your love letters, and we'll try to see if we can help. I think we did a great job today.
Very much. We saved
lives. Absolutely.
Maybe except the one where you told them to hold hands and jump off the bridge at the same time.
No, I meant it.
Okay.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Hey, I'm Chris Van Vliet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did. And I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris Van Vliet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.